You are going to listen to a recording about a joint European movie project. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 7 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the boxes provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
What about ways in which EU policy will influence art, in particular filmmaking? A project led by the Austrian EU MP Mercedes Escheler called EUXXL has brought together filmmakers from the old and new members to make sure this new era in European cinema gets off to a good start. Astrid Nolte reports.
Teenagers splash around in a pool as old people sit and discuss love, history, and swimsuit fashion. These are scenes from a playful documentary called 66 Seasons by Slovakian director Peter Karakas, which documents life at a public swimming pool in Košice, Slovakia. 66 Seasons opened the recent EUXXL Film Festival in Vienna, which is part of a larger project called Aktion EUXXL, designed to promote solidarity among artists and filmmakers in the growing EU. The project is the brainchild of actress and Austrian Green EU parliamentarian Mercedes Escheler. She explains why she thinks her project is vital to art in Europe.
We all know that some new members and Austria don't have the best relationship. So that was one idea. Let's get closer. Let's understand why are there the differences. And from the point of culture, telling stories is the best way to get to the heart.
Before the festival even started, 95 film professionals, 60 of them from the candidate countries, the rest from the EU states, met in Vienna to discuss audiovisual policy and networking, as well as the situations in each country. In this sense, 66 Seasons was an ideal opener. A kind of audiovisual collage, the film spans 66 years of history linked to a public swimming pool in Košice, where people talk about anything from their first love to the Russian occupation. But for director Karakas, his hometown pool stands for more than just personal memory.
Košice, it was a Central European town, so the people were speaking Hungarian, German, and Slovak. And after the Second World, it was not allowed to speak the Hungarian because they wanted to have it like a clean Slovak town, and they controlled the people when they spoke Hungarian on the street. But you can't control anybody in the swimming pool because you don't have your identification card, anything. So it was like a piece of land where is freedom.
Mercedes Escheler believes films like 66 Seasons can work against stereotypes and prejudice and even educate audiences about history.
We do have these images from each other, and finding the truth, finding something that's behind the curtain, that is art. The only real chance is art, because art opens the dialogue to people. And I was listening to some comments during the film, and surprisingly, I heard very many times, "Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know that?" And you should think that a free, democratic Austria should know European history. But I think it's the other way around as well.
In order to secure an exchange of information...
What about ways in which EU policy will influence art, in particular filmmaking? A project led by the Austrian EU MP Mercedes Escherer called EUXXL has brought together filmmakers from the old and new members to make sure this new era in European cinema gets off to a good start. Astrid Naughty reports.
Teenagers splash around in a pool as old people sit and discuss love, history, and swimsuit fashion. These are scenes from a playful documentary called 66 Seasons by Slovakian director Peter Karakas, which documents life at a public swimming pool in Košice, Slovakia. 66 Seasons opened the recent EUXXL Film Festival in Vienna, which is part of a larger project called Aktion EUXXL, designed to promote solidarity among artists and filmmakers in the growing EU. The project is the brainchild of actress and Austrian Green EU parliamentarian Mercedes Escherer. She explains why she thinks her project is vital to art in Europe.
We all know that some new members and Austria don't have the best relationship. So that was one idea. Let's get closer. Let's understand why are there the differences. And from the point of culture, telling stories is the best way to get to the heart.
Before the festival even started, 95 film professionals, 60 of them from the candidate countries, the rest from the EU states, met in Vienna to discuss audiovisual policy and networking, as well as the situations in each country. In this sense, 66 Seasons was an ideal opener. A kind of audiovisual collage, the film spans 66 years of history linked to a public swimming pool in Košice, where people talk about anything from their first love to the Russian occupation. But for director Karakas, his hometown pool stands for more than just personal memory.
Košice, it was a Central European town, so the people were speaking Hungarian, German, and Slovak. And after the Second World, it was not allowed to speak the Hungarian because they wanted to have it like a clean Slovak town. And they controlled the people when they spoke Hungarian on the street. But you can't control anybody in the swimming pool because you don't have your identification card, anything. So it was like a piece of land where is freedom.
Mercedes Escherer believes films like 66 Seasons can work against stereotypes and prejudice and even educate audiences about history.
We do have these images from each other, and finding the truth, finding something that's behind the curtain, that is art. The only real chance is art, because art opens the dialogue to people. And I was listening to some comments during the film, and surprisingly, I heard very many times, "Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, did you know that?" And you should think that a free, democratic Austria should know European history, but I think it's the other way around as well.
In order to secure an exchange of information...